This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balp Edwards. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is spending the day in Afghanistan, talking with President Hamid Karzai in Kabul and meeting with feuding warlords in the north of the country. He also met with commanders of Britain's military reconstruction team and praised them for their efforts.
We're grateful for the military contributions to this provincial reconstruction team. We're grateful also for the civilian leadership from various countries that have come together to try to help this fine country of Afghanistan move from a position of difficulty to a position of success in this region and the world.
When Rumsfeld visited Afghanistan in May, he said American soldiers in the country had turned from combat operations to reconstruction. But since then, there's been a surge in guerrilla activity, including an attack today in western Afghanistan that killed an Afghan working for the United Nations. 11 others were wounded. NPR's Emily Harris is in Kabul. This is Rumsfeld's third visit to Afghanistan this year. Why so often?
It's really a face time, a chance for the United States administration to show that they are still strongly behind the administration of President Karzai here, and that other things like Iraq have not drained U.S. attention from Afghanistan. That's the main idea behind these visits. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld has just finished up a meeting with President Karzai right now, and they talked about things that they continually talk about: terrorism on the top of the agenda, security, and stabilization and reconstruction in Afghanistan.
What is the situation in Afghanistan, particularly outside Kabul?
Yeah, it's mixed. Kabul, it's right to look outside Kabul because Kabul is fairly secure and there's economic development going on here quite a lot. There is economic development going on in a number of other regional capitals, provincial capitals, guest houses opening up, more shops opening up, things like that, schools going up. But the security question still looms large. The death today of this Afghan UN worker is just another indication that that people who are not in favor of the direction that Afghanistan is trying to go are willing to target and are targeting people who are here trying to help Afghanistan. There's been continual increased problems recently, particularly along the border with Pakistan, and until those can really be resolved, it's still uncertain where Afghanistan will end up.
Rumsfeld began the trip by making his first visit to Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan to meet with a couple of powerful warlords. How did that go?
That was an interesting visit. These warlords have been basically fighting each other on and off for a long time. And what they did recently, just in the last couple of days, was both of them started to turn in some of their heavy weapons in a disarmament process that's starting to take place in Afghanistan. Rumsfeld said that he was quite pleased to see that both of these warlords had agreed to begin the process, although he acknowledged that it's unclear how long it will take and how deep this disarmament process will take hold. And they're turning in heavy weapons. This is just part of a very important process that's going on in Afghanistan of trying to disarm people who at one time or another served in one faction or another, fighting on one side or another in Afghanistan. The United Nations is trying to disarm 100,000 people, and it's just barely beginning. And this process is very important to actually having any of the political changes they're trying to start take hold, to move from a country that's ruled by local commanders and warlords with people who are armed at their beck and call, to a process that's where issues are resolved in parliament and with a president.
There's some elections going on right now. They're going well?
That's right. They are starting this week started elections for the constitutional Loya Jirga, where about 500 Afghan citizens will come together and work through a draft constitution and come up with a final version of Afghanistan's constitution. The elections for the people who will be at this Loya Jirga are indirect elections. Local leaders pick people to send there. And the elections are going on with some hitches. Questions of whether people meet all the criteria. For example, they're not employees of the defense ministry or something like that. But overall, they seem to be heading on schedule to get enough people together to start this Loya Jirga next week.
NPR's Emily Harris in Kabul.